It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, guys, welcome back to Establish the Pass podcast, presented by Clutch Points. I'm your host, Blake Lovell. With me, as always, my co-host, Dylan Reagan. We're back here for our Week 11 picks in the NFL. And Dylan, who is battling back from not only his Rams being in a sad state right now, but bouncing back from illness here. So we're not going to make him talk too much on this week's episode. And luckily, Dylan, I don't think you have a lot to talk about when it comes to the Rams either. So it's all good here. You'll be fine. So
yeah, after that last game against the Cardinals, I'm glad we didn't have that episode on Monday, because don't know what I would have said. It was painful to watch. All of it was painful. I was in pain. There was just pain everywhere. So that was the theme of the weekend for the Rams and their fans.
Yeah, we'll see if that continues. Spoiler alert, with our picks, it may. All right, let's jump into our picks. We're going to roll through these pretty quickly this week. Our game of the week, back to a one-game pick, and what do you know? It involves the Vikings again, who certainly had the game of the week last week, to say the least, as we did go with the Bills and Vikings, and I'd say that turned out okay. Don't know if this next one meets it, but it could be really good, and that's the Cowboys, who are 1.5-point favorites on the road there in Minneapolis against the Vikings. I was a little surprised, Dylan, by the Cowboys being a favorite in this one, coming off the loss to the Packers. Vikings coming off the win to the Bills, but as we say, Vegas knows something, and they like something about this matchup for the Cowboys here, but I'm going to pick the Vikings in this one. I'm just going to kind of, I said it to you before, like I just, sometimes I get surprised the Vikings record is what it is, but it is what it is, and so I'm going to lean back on them to find a way to win this one.
Yeah, they keep finding ways to win, obviously. I was reading some models of win expectancy. If they'd played that Bills-Vikings game 100 times, that the Bills would have won 98 times given the yardage and how the game flow went. All the fumbles were recovered by the Vikings. They obviously were converted on a lot of fourth downs, that not just the 4th-and-18 with the Justin Jefferson catch, but a lot of just total plays that racked up. But still, I think despite, even if they'd lost that game, I think the Vikings gained a lot of fans are starting to believe in them, and pundits too, just because the fact they're in it with what it has been considered for a while, and maybe not so much at the moment, the top Super Bowl contender with what the Chiefs have looked like, and obviously now the Bills dropping a couple here, both really close games. But I think the Vikings definitely gained a lot of respect for what they did, and I still think they're a really good side despite all of that. And I know that the Cowboys just blew that game against the Packers. I don't know if the Vikings have the same ability to just completely just give up completely on, at least early in the game, throwing the ball and just run like Green Bay did, wore them down, and then they started passing and opened up some things. Minnesota does have the ability to be versatile with their offense. They do run the ball well. I just think Dallas, I think this is still a really good defense. I think that wasn't their best effort overall. Still a few plays here and there in that game that could have gone differently, and it's a much different result for the Cowboys and Green Bay. I still think they're one of the best teams in the league overall, even if I know the Vikings they're tied now with the Eagles atop the NFC, but I don't think they, in this one at home, man, I almost wanted to go with them, but I think that Dallas' defense has a resurgent effort here and makes a statement with a win over Minnesota in a game that could be a playoff preview easily. These are two of the top three teams at this point in the NFC.
Yep, could be indeed. These two are playing well, aside from, as we said, the Cowboys losing to the Packers. But there is our game of the week. Now onto our betting locks of the week. And Dylan, I'm going back to the well for mine. The Browns are at the Bills. The Bills are 8-point favorites in this one. I picked against the Browns last week as my betting lock against the Dolphins. That worked out pretty well. Now they'll play the Bills, who should have, a little motivation here to bounce back in a big way at home. So we are a week away from the return of Deshaun Watson as the starter for the Browns. I just think this is a Browns team that I don't really expect a whole lot out of in this matchup in Buffalo. So I'm going to take the Bills to cover the 8-point spread here.
Yeah, even with the weather stuff, I think the Bills should roll here. We just saw what the Browns man, the Dolphins offense, pretty insane what they've done all year, but they just took it to another level. They were had no problems moving the ball on them. I think the Bills are going to have a get right kind of performance. They've after these losses that have been really tough games, that have been really tough just in terms of, you know, from their point of view, they probably should have won both. It's the red zone interceptions from Josh Allen that you feel like are going to get corrected, and I don't know if the Browns defense just even poses nearly the same challenge as the Jets and the Vikings last week. So yeah, I think the Bills, even with the no matter what the conditions are, they should roll in this game. I think they're going to be mad. They're going to come out there with a lot of fire under their you know what, and I think they're going to probably win this game by at least a couple touchdowns.
All right, you're headed to Indianapolis for your betting lock of the week. The Eagles, 6.5-point favorites on the road in Indy to play the Colts. Eagles, of course, trying to bounce back from that surprising loss to the Commanders in Week 10. Colts, meanwhile, managed to pick up a win against the Raiders. Then again, who doesn't these days? And, you know, I think this is 6.5. I'm kind of with you. I think the Eagles should win this game by a touchdown. Was a nice story, I guess, for the Colts to get that win. Jeff Saturday's first game, but the Raiders and Eagles, a little bit of separation there between those two teams.
Yeah, these are very different teams, and I think an Eagles team that, you know, got a little humbled, even if they had some calls and didn't go their way in that last game. I still feel like they look at the body of work they had and felt like they did not put together the best performance, obviously. The Commanders have been better with Taylor Heineke, but nonetheless, if you're going to be a Super Bowl contender like the Eagles consider themselves, you got to win those games. I think they come back and get the Colts off their high horse a bit after what happened in that game against the Raiders. A lot of good plays made by Matt Ryan. That one scramble was hilarious and all the reactions from all his teammates. And it was a good story for Jeff Saturday to get a win despite all the doubts and everyone seemingly being like, what the heck is going on with this hiring, including myself. But I think the Eagles, I mean, we have Nick Sirianni here. This is a little bit of a revenge game, not for necessarily him as the Colts offensive coordinator for a few years, but, you know, with Frank Reich being fired, a guy that he was coaching under, a guy that he coached with previously, and now he's gone. This is the replacement. Maybe Sirianni has something extra up his sleeve to make a statement to the Colts organization after what happened with Frank. So I think the Eagles are just a better football team, at least by a touchdown. Maybe the Colts defense makes this interesting. They have been playing hard. I'll give them that. They put a good effort out there. I just think the Eagles, after what happened in the last game, are going to make more of a statement that, hey, we're still one of those good teams and probably win this game at least by a touchdown. That's why I picked it as the lock here.
Yep, should be a bounce-back spot, you would think, for the Eagles. All right, to our upsets of the week, I am headed to Atlanta for this one because the Bears are on the road to play the Falcons, who are 3-point favorites in this game. Boy, this is, you talk about a matchup of unpredictable teams here in terms of outcomes this season. I just think the Bears have to win one of these games, as you kind of noted before we started recording. Like, they got to win one of these eventually. And, you know, lost by 3 to the Dolphins, lose by a point to the Lions. I just think they find a way to win this one. The Falcons looked absolutely brutal against the Panthers. They were terrible in that game. And I just, both teams are hard to trust. Don't get me wrong, but it's the kind of game, Dylan, where I look at and say, who do I feel like I can trust the most right now? There's not a high confidence in either, but here's who I can trust. I can trust Justin Fields and the way he's playing, and I just tend to think that the Falcons' offense will not be able to pose the same kind of threats that the Bears have seen in their past, three games against the Cowboys, Dolphins, and even the Lions. I just don't have enough trust in the Falcons' offense to think they can win this one, so I'm going to go with the Bears as my upset pick.
As much as I've really enjoyed the Bears, and I think the mindset that a lot of Bears fans have is a good one. It's that Justin Fields looks fantastic. Whatever happens in the win column doesn't really matter. Yeah. Maybe even better that you're barely losing some games. This is the ideal for teams that don't have much to play for in one season. You want to see your best players look good and your young players look like they're making strides while you get better draft position. That's exactly what's happening. And I just, as much as I think, yeah, the Bears got to win one of these games, there's just something weird about this one. I could see it just like Justin Fields just going off and the Bears cruising to a win. But their defense, I don't know if it's just the actual lack of, you know, losing the talent of guys like Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith, or if it's just the leadership of them being gone. But the defense has been completely out the window. Not that the Falcons defense has been that good. I need to look at the over-under on this 49.5. I could see it. I could see that in play because these are just two teams on that side of the ball that have not gotten things done. I know you're mentioning the Falcons offense, but they've still been pretty solid across the board. And I think with the way the Bears are playing, this could be a kind of back and forth affair. I'll go with the Falcons being at home just because as much as I think the Bears will look great, they just keep finding ways to lose these games, whether it be missed extra points or obviously the defense. Some turnovers, the pick six, obviously not great against the Lions from Justin, but I would like to see the Bears win, but I'm going to just something, it's more of a feel thing here where, I don't know, it just seems like they're, this is kind of the theme of how things are going for them. And I think the Falcons are a bit better than they looked in that last game. When they lost on Thursday night, I think that they come back and at least the offense puts up a good performance and wins a shootout in this one.
All right, this next one I don't think is going to be a shootout. The Jets at the Patriots. The Patriots, 3-point favorites in Foxborough. This is your upset of the week. I'm going to go with the Patriots. They obviously looked really good, defensively at least. Made some big plays on defense in that first meeting, which, by the way, was not that long ago. Just a couple weeks ago, these two teams played. Now they play here again. I tend to think, you know, Belichick with a week off here, the preparation, I feel like they'll be in a good spot to win this one. Should be a close game, but I could certainly make the argument, as you're going to, for the Jets to kind of get their revenge in this one too. So,
yeah, I obviously the second half of that last game, the Patriots dominated. But if they do not have that roughing the passer call on the pick six from John Franklin at Myers, I think it was. I mean, that's just a completely different result. It's basically a 10-point swing in that moment. I mean, they're up by a couple touchdowns at that point. Just a different game, and I think we saw the Jets' resilience with how they came back despite that result. Everyone, it kind of was like, oh, here's the Jets again, and they're going to play the Bills, and it's not going to be good, and then they go out and find a way to win that game. I think their defense has been fantastic. This one, I think it's just a coin flip game overall. That's how ESPN's Football Power Index sees it. They have the Pats as a 50.4, I believe it was, 50.4 favorite, and then 48% with a little bit there for the tie, obviously, but for the Jets right there. So these teams are they're pretty evenly matched, and they're kind of similar in the way that we've seen both defenses come together and put together solid performances, both top 10 DVOA defenses, both offenses hovering around the 20s. The Jets are actually 7 spots better than New England. Special teams pretty even. They're just pretty similar teams with their current setups. So the defense is dominating the way the run game has to set up things for their ability to pass. And I think some of these guys in the Jets, though, some individuals, Garrett Wilson had another fantastic game against the Bills. I don't know. Things are coming together for them on that side where, yes, it's just been a, you know, they keep, I don't forget the exact streak that the Patriots have won over them, or at least you know, out of the last like 20 games, pretty ridiculous numbers with their domination of the Jets. But maybe this is a moment where we see the breakthrough from them. I do think the Jets are pretty, I mean, they're 9th in total DVOA. That is not something we thought going into the season, even with optimism that they would make improvements on offense. I think the defense is the biggest thing. We talked about them being so bad last year. And man, this is a game where if they can make a statement in Foxborough, what it would do for that fan base and obviously their playoff positioning, because the AFC, as good as the Jets should feel at 6-3, there's 3 teams there at 5-4 with a couple of them out of playoff spots. So it's going to be a tough race down the end. This is a crucial game for both teams. You could make that argument that whoever loses this game might be in a little bit of trouble with all the competition they have for those last playoff spots. But I think the Jets find a way to do, you know, not have, if they don't have one of those big backbreaker plays like they did in that last matchup, I could see them taking this one.
All right, we will sprint through our quick picks here, and we start with the Thursday night game, the Titans at the Packers. Packers, 3-point favorites. And this one, Dylan, I'm going Packers here. Obviously, it's must win as it gets. Last week against the Cowboys, found a way to get that done. Titans offense still leaves a lot to be desired for me, and I just think this is probably a decent setup here for the Packers.
Yeah, I think, you know, I really struggled with this one. I know we talked about it at the beginning, but I thought, yeah, the Packers figured some things out, and I'm all aboard the Christian Watson train. I don't think it was just a fluke or a one-off with what he did in that game against the Cowboys. I think he's coming into his own. We're seeing his trust and what he's seeing on the field, how he's adjusting to the different coverages to run routes and get on the same page as Rodgers. And it was pretty great down there at the stretch, and some pretty big moments and fourth downs. I mean, just clutch play after clutch play. in addition to the fact the Packers running game has still been great, and I think we talked about that when they were really struggling to pass. It's crazy how setting up the, as much as you don't, and not necessarily every team needs to run to set up the pass, it really felt like the Green Bay Packers did have to do that. And despite them trailing, they never gave up on the run. And that's a thing that a lot of the Rams have done that quite a few times. You could argue over the years with McVay, but LaFleur stuck to it. And I think they maybe figured some things out with their offense. And I mean, on that side of the ball, if they can start to just move up the pass efficiency with how they're running, it's a problem. I think the Titans defense is really good though. So I don't think this is an easy game. So, and especially on the short week, I'm like, something about this, Titans have the number one rush defense DVOA in the league. Like, it's not a great matchup for Green Bay. So I picked the Packers mostly because they're at home. I don't feel fantastic about this one, though. Like, I really could see this going either way. I think it's the other side of the ball, too. Packers defense hasn't been great, but it's not like the Titans have torched the earth. And I worry that we're going to see... especially on the ground, as we've talked about a lot, Green Bay struggles to defend the run. They're one of the worst run defenses efficiency-wise in the league. Could be a big Derrick Henry game. Could be a big running attack game for Tennessee. Everything I'm saying, I'm like, am I really going to pick the Packers? I'm going to stick with the Packers, but I'm telling you, this is one that I could easily be, this episode will come out on Thursday on game day for Titans-Packers. Could easily be that night where I'm like, yep, this is exactly... What I was afraid of, but we'll find out. It's a huge one for Green Bay, obviously, in the playoff for their playoff hopes. Titans probably feeling a bit better, even with that crowded AFC, just given that they're in the division they're in, so that they don't have maybe as much stress as some of these other AFC teams.
All right, let's see what you have to say about this next one. The Rams at the Saints. The Saints are 4-point favorites.
Oh my God.
This game in New Orleans. I'm going Saints here, Dylan. You know, we talked about it before. I went back and forth on this a little bit, but I just can't pick the Rams. No Cooper Kupp. They've already struggled offensively. Stafford's. I'm going to pick the Saints to win this one.
Yeah, and I don't even know. The last update I saw was Stafford still in the concussion protocol yesterday. There's not. I feel bad because the defense, as we've talked about, has been pretty solid this year. Maybe not. It's slowed down. The pass defense has gotten worse. It is really soft coverage a lot of the time. It's a product of the people they have, and some of the young guys not coming into their own and asking a lot of them. But man, it's all about the offense right now. The offensive line, they had another player, Larrick Jackson, is out with for the season with blood clots. I mean, it's just another guy got hurt that's out 4-6 weeks. It's like these are guys I don't even, they're on like the 11 man, 11 to 15 man of these offensive line. It's getting ridiculous. So Cooper Kupp, obviously just happy that he's not so seriously hurt to the point of, I'm not even worried about this season. His availability next year doesn't sound like it's in question. And that's probably the most important thing for Rams fans and for Cooper Kupp. It's not something that fantasy owners would want to hear, but obviously I don't know if he is going to come back, it wouldn't be till late in the year. And I doubt it if they're completely out of the race. They got so many problems, and that's not even, there's so many things I could say about the Rams right now, but that's not the concern. The concern is this game against a Saints team that also isn't good, but I think is better. And that's all you have to beat the Rams right now. So I think the Rams, the defense for New Orleans will make some plays, probably completely stifle the Rams. If New Orleans just doesn't turn the ball over, that's the only thing that they have to be afraid of here. But the Rams really haven't, again, the coverage has been soft. I can see New Orleans getting some things done over the middle and taking their time down the field and winning a pretty low scoring affair. The over-under here, 39. That's only 1 point higher than Patriots, Jets. Yeah. I would probably go on the under. It's just that kind of, that's how the Rams season has gone.
Lions and the Giants. Giants 3-point favorites at home in this one. I know the Lions coming off a win in Chicago, but I just think the Giants probably find a way to take care of business here, so I'm going with them.
Yeah, this is one I feel like if I don't get my betting lock with the Eagles, this is the one that I'm going to regret because, the Giants are, maybe the most fantastic 7-2, I believe, at the moment record. But they're still solid. Like, they're still finding ways to win in 3 points against Houston, against the Lions. Like, I know the Lions have put together some better efforts. The offense found some things going against the Bears, but the Bears' defense is not as good as the Giants. I think the Giants easily roll to this win over Detroit.
I think there's another one that'll qualify for that as well. The Panthers are at the Ravens. The Ravens 12-point favorites at home. I almost made this my betting lock, so therefore that should tell you what my thoughts are on this game. I think the Ravens defense, Baker's in at quarterback, and I just don't have. I know the Ravens have been thrown on a little bit this year, but I just don't have a lot of hope here for the Panthers in this game.
No, I don't either. I think just the spread being a little too high for me to feel optimistic about getting the cover, that was the only concern. I have no concerns about the Ravens winning this game. They're just a significantly better football team. Panthers, I mean, yeah, they've done some okay things, you know, winning the game last week, beating Tampa Bay. They haven't completely just fallen off after firing Matt Rhule. If anything, they've had more inspired efforts, but they're still not a great football team. And I think the Ravens are, you know, even if the defense isn't perfect, it's improved, and the offense is pretty dang good. So I think Baltimore cruises to a win. It's just a question of, you know, if they win by 10 or if they actually cover and win by 14 or 17 or something like that.
Yeah. Commanders with the Texans. Commanders, 3-point favorites on the road, obviously coming off their biggest win of the season. It's the Eagles. I find this one a little tricky, maybe, coming off a big win like that. But the Texans just aren't very good. And so I think the Commanders sneak this one out. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see an upset here.
This has the feel of a letdown game for the Commanders with how the Heinicke the hype and how they've looked. And I've enjoyed it. They've been a fun team to follow the last few weeks. The defense is starting to get better again. The special teams have been really good. So I'm picking them because I think Houston is just that bad. I think their offense is atrocious. I think if they want a chance to win this game, they're going to have to run the ball well and just not turn it over and hope that Washington does. Otherwise, if Washington takes care of the Rock, they're still a better team, even if they're not, you know, at 5-5, just a half game out of a playoff spot. Maybe they're not as good as they've have played up to the last few weeks, but I don't know. I really do think going back to 2020, that defense, when healthy, was pretty dang good, and they're at third. They've really skyrocketed up to 13th in DVOA at this point on that side of the football. Really, the only unit in this game that is anywhere close to the top half of the league, or in this case, a little bit above it in their ranking. So maybe that's a lot of times in these situations with two teams that I'm questionable about, I just take the team that has the one clearly best unit on the field out there.
Raiders at the Broncos. Broncos 2.5-point favorites in this game. Does anyone really win here? Fans want both their coaches out. Somebody's got it. Well, they don't have to win, do they? They could go to a tie. Wouldn't that be the ultimate thing here for these two teams to go to a tie? But I'm going to pick the Broncos, honestly, because they're the home team. Raiders defense is terrible. But I'll be honest, I still don't know that the Broncos will be able to do enough offensively in this game to perhaps win, even as bad as the Raiders defense has been. But they're the home team. I'll pick them, but this is a game that I want no part of. So,
if you can't score on the Raiders defense, I mean, I don't know what to tell you for the Broncos.
They struggled in the first game. You actually look back at it. Yep. They only had like 12 first downs in the first game these two teams played. Like, they were not very good in that one either. So, I don't know.
There's a lot of times where DVOA teams have like weighted numbers that are better or worse than their actual number and projections for the rest of the year. The Raiders are last in total DVOA, expected weighted DVOA. They're expected DVOA the rest of the way. They are the worst pass defense. And yet, like you said, it's just with the Broncos, it's you never know. I think I'm, again, in a game with no clear or for a lot of, you know, both teams are pretty bad, but there's one clear unit that's one of the best in the league, and that's Denver's defense, or fourth in DVOA. Maybe they force some turnovers. The fact that this game's in Denver, I think that gives them maybe a slight edge. Not that the Raiders have played great at home, but I think Raiders are trending down in a way that, you know, that for a large portion of this year looked, or, you know, early in the year, they easily could still be 4-5. They had some pretty ridiculous losses, especially the Cardinals one, but other games that they easily could have won, just little things here and there. They've, unlike the Vikings I think the Vikings are 7-0 in one score games, which is really hard to keep up. I think the Raiders have lost all of their one score games. So maybe this is the time when they bounce back and find a way to get one done. But I don't know. I just, the offense didn't look great against the Colts. I think it's a much even tougher Denver defense they're facing. So I really am worried if they turn the ball over a couple times, even if Denver's offense looks terrible, just make a few field goals and get out of this one with like a 15-10 win or something like that.
The Bengals are 4-point favorites on the road in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. I know the Steelers won the opening week game here this year, Dylan, but I think the Bengals offensively still in a better spot right now, and so I'll take the Bengals to get their revenge here in this one.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't pick it as a lock is because of what TJ Watt did in that week one game, and obviously he's back. Bengals probably hope being like, how did we not have the second rematch scheduled before his return? But here he is. The Steelers looked okay on defense, obviously against the Saints, but it's a much different unit as we're talking about with the Bengals. I think the Bengals have figured things out. Early in the year, a lot of teams had answers to the test based on what they saw from Cincinnati last year. I think Cincinnati's adjusted in a really good way. I think the Bengals are just a better football team at the end of the day. And I think, obviously, they have had some really, unlike some of these other teams we've talked about, they've had some really tough close losses early in the year. Despite their 5-4 record, they are projected to be a top six total DVOA team by the end of the year. They're in the top 10 on both sides of the ball. They have a lot of balance, and I think it's the defense for Cincinnati, the fact that they've maintained that level of play. And even in that week one game, they should have won, obviously. They had the missed extra point. They had the missed really short kick. Even with all the things that went against them, they still had a good chance. I think Burrow does not turn the ball over as much. He might take a bunch of sacks again, but I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be able to do enough on the other side when they have the ball. So Cincinnati's the pick. That's the only reason. If Watt wasn't back and I saw this 4-point spread, I would have considered it, honestly, as my lock.
Yeah. Chiefs could be a lock. 6.5-point favorites at the Chargers. The Chiefs, to me, are just a better team. There's no other way to put it. Chargers still trying to get their guys back. I just think the Chiefs are a better team and take care of business here.
Yeah, the Chargers have regressed a bit on offense. Obviously, they've had a ton of injuries, as we talked about. But, I mean, it's just you saw in the second half against the San Francisco, just completely stagnant. They had a good opening script. And after that, it's a combination of the injuries, but there's been questions about Lombardi and the play calling on that for this team. And it's just the Chiefs' defense hasn't been terrible by any means, as we've talked about. They still aren't ranking really high or anything, but they're at least have a reasonable unit that they put out there. So the Chargers might put up some points. But their run defense is the worst in the league, at least DVOA-wise. I know that Kansas City, you know, obviously they're going to want to pass the ball around, but they've quickly this year, obviously, put an emphasis on running, and we saw it in a lot of the second half against Jacksonville. Pacheco has looked, he's running with a purpose every time he gets the ball. He's kind of taken over overall for them. And yeah, they're, as you said, they're just a significantly better football team. This one, another one that I could easily come back and look at this is, how did I miss this as a lock? Because even if the Chargers put up points, I think the Chiefs put up a big number, and they always, there's going to be a ton of Chiefs fans, as there always are in Los Angeles. So I don't think the fact that this game is in LA doesn't really help the Chargers so much with the spread there.
All right, our final game in Mexico City, the 49ers, 8-point favorites on the road, as the Cardinals are on the road. In this matchup here, yeah, I'm going to the 49ers here. I just think the way things are starting to set up for them, I like the way. I like the direction that they are trending in at this moment, so I'll pick the Niners to win this one.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know if Colt McCoy is playing again? There was that one take from an Arizona newspaper that there should be a switch at QB even if Kyler is healthy, which is hilarious. No matter who's playing, though, they beat the Rams. It's not saying anything with the way the Rams have looked.
Yeah.
They're still a really bad football team, and San Francisco, as we've known, despite, you know, at the time, at one point, I think they were 3-4, but obviously up to 5-4. We knew they were better than their record indicated, and we saw that in the second half. Their defense is coming together. The offense has balance, and Jimmy G actually made some good plays and moments that not just wide open guys, as there's always a stereotype about. I know there's still a lot about his 10-2 record with the 49ers when he doesn't throw a touchdown pass, and there's truth to that. But I thought he made some enough of the throws you need him to with the talent that they have. He's distributing the ball well. They're still going to run the ball well against an Arizona defense that hasn't been like one of the worst in the league, but they're just pretty average, pretty mediocre. And it's the other side of the ball. I just really worry about what Arizona's offense can do against the 49er defenses playing with their hair on fire. So Niners, if I had to pick on the spread, I'd pick them to cover this game too. I just think they're a better football team. We have seen them at times play down to their competition, but we're getting to the middle of November. You're starting to see teams be a little more consistent. as inconsistent as this whole season has been across the league. I think at this point we are starting to see the Niners hone in on their personality and who they are, and I think this is another big game as they try to, well, with Seattle off this week, I believe, right? They'll be tied with Seattle, and they won the first game, so they'd actually take first place over in the NFC West, and I feel like they'd probably be deserving of it.
All right, there are picks for week 11 as the sun blares in here into the window, Dylan. Hopefully that is the sun for your Los Angeles Rams to get back on track here. We'll see if that's going to happen, but let everybody know they can find everything at Clutch Points to get them ready for week 11.
Yeah, not counting on it, but if you do want to follow the Rams-Saints game, I would recommend you follow some other games. But you can go in the Clutch Points app, follow all those. We have betting previews coming out, individual X-Factor previews, looking at all the matchups, all the news, all the injury updates you could want in the Clutch Points app on clutchpoints.com, the NFL section in both places. A lot of coverage of NBA games, MLB free agency, college football, getting to some pretty big games down the stretch of the season. So we'll have a lot of that on the Clutch Points website and all your NFL coverage in the Clutch Points app in that section.
Yep, check it all out there. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, any podcast app you use, search for Establish the Pass. Thanks as always for listening to the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time here on the Establish the Pass podcast.